Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to.
My soul followeth heart after I will be a shepherd to those who need a shepherd. I will follow up those who I must follow up. I am gonna visit those who are waiting for my visit. I am gonna seek for those who need the Lord. I am gonna find the lost and dying sheep. I'm gonna join the army of the Lord. I'm gonna join the army of heart followers. I am gonna follow heart, 'cause I'm a heart follower.
To announce that Pastor Gabby now has a beloved. We are only waiting for the other two. Stretch forth your hand and say, Lord, provide for them in Jesus' name. Are you excited to be in the house of God? Oh, first love, I can't hear you. Tell your neighbor, I can feel the presence of God. Amen. Well, we've come to the most exciting part of our service. Last week was a blast, and I believe we are becoming more and more anointed. We are learning how to keep the anointing. We're learning how to walk with the Holy Spirit. And maybe find the nearest first timer to you and tell the person you are in for a blast. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to welcome up to the stage the preacher for today, my father and your father, the prophet, the teacher, the anointed miracle worker, the man of God sent to us here at First Love. So lift your hands, lift your voices as we sing that nothing is impossible for God.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in God.
Your faith is lifting as you sing this song.
To the voice of God to lead.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible.
Now declare to your situation, declare to your sickness, declare to everything that nothing is impossible
when you put your trust in God.
Lift your hands and say nothing is impossible when you trust in His word.
When you trust in His word.
I don't know what you came with today, but hearken to the voice of God. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too difficult?
Then put your trust.
How many of you trust God this morning?
And rest upon His word for everything.
Come on.
Oh,
come on, first love. Yes, everything
is possible with God.
Wow. Father, thanks a million for this wonderful day. You are blessing us, and we are so excited. Guide us and speak to our hearts in a very special way today. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. Turn with me to Isaiah. Now, today we are going to move on to the anointing of a leader. Isaiah 61. The anointing of a leader. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Amen. Now, this scripture, we are talking about the anointing for leadership, to lead. And I'm going to tell you who you are going to lead soon. Yeah. Now, this anointing, as you see, is something that comes on somebody. It's not something that comes on a group. It comes on a person, and the person is anointed to do things. Now, it says the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Is on me. Now, this is what Jesus quoted when he came ministering for the first time in the synagogue in Nazareth. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. I am the leader of the church. I am the founder of the church. I am Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. There is an anointing on me. And the wonderful things that I am going to do begin with verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because I am anointed to do my work of preaching good tidings to the meek. Another version says, good news to the poor. All right, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captive. So brokenheartedness is from disappointments. When your heart is broken, it is because you are disappointed. So when your heart is broken, it's disappointed. And disappointment comes in this life. Normal life here is full of disappointments. By the time you get to the end of your life, your heart will have 1,000 cracks. There are so many things that are not as they seem to be. and as you thought they would be. That's how it can be. So here comes a great leader. Now the word leader is a modern word we use. And that is why you rarely find the word leader in the Bible. You don't see the word leader or leadership. You see, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And you see many other words that are used more describing a particular kind of leader, but not using the word leader. So in the English language, when we use the word leader, it covers the different types of people that lead. Are you with me? All right. Now, verse 3. And I'm so happy that you are listening to this from this time, because I want you to really fasten your heart seat belts. To appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. You know, many things are not beautiful in the world. From my viewpoint, I look out of the window and I see things that are not beautiful. All right? But through the anointing, on me, Jesus said, on me, on a person, and you are that person. To give beauty, something beautiful, for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. Mourning, many things give rise to mourning. Mourning is sadness, bereavement, sorrow, death. Causes people to mourn. And Jesus is saying that he is so powerful as a leader that he has the ability to now take away the sadness of such sorrow. And then the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Again, we don't use such words today. You must remember this King James. This is King James English. And the King James was written, I think, in the 15th or the 16th century. So that is like 400 to 500 years ago. So some of the words that are used then, that were used then, were not being used, are not being used today. And some of the words we use today were not in existence then. So if we wrote a Bible now, we'll be talking about WhatsApp texts. There was no text. We'll be saying smoking, those who are smoking. And there are many new words, English words, that never existed. You get it? But everyone would understand, even the word internet, it did not exist a few years ago. Internet. Are you on the internet? So if you wrote a Bible now, it would say that, and woe to those who are on the internet, doing this and that and that. There wouldn't be, those in 15th century would not know what are these words. Because they don't know what is internet. What's a WhatsApp? What do you mean by a text? You know, I can remember on my phone when somebody was teaching me how to do text. I remember somebody was showing me, this is how you type a text. Yeah. And I can remember being taught about WhatsApp also. Like WhatsApp. And I can remember being taught about how to use a video. The word video would not be in the If you wrote in your Bible, woe to those who stay on the video all night. Nobody would know what it meant. What is video? Or DVD? They wouldn't know it. Some of the words, financial engineering, equity, and hedging. Hedging. A word like hedging. You know, and securitization of future earnings and such things. Even the word banking. You know, we wouldn't know what it is. So these words, you get it, are the words they were using then. But the spirit of heaviness speaks of depression. Depression, for those of us, how many have been depressed before? Have you been depressed before? Well, depression is like something heavy on you. I've experienced depression a number of times. It's difficult to shake off the feeling and the thoughts. Sometimes it's not even a thought, but like it's just difficult to shake it off because everything looks gloomy and nothing looks like it will ever work. And it's easy to be depressed when you think a lot. Yes. If you think deeply about most things, you become depressed. Huh? Yeah. So, the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. So the anointing, you know, on a person is able to lead people out of a lot of difficulties. You get it? And the difficulties he's describing are the difficulties that every human being experiences. Now, look at verse 4. This is what the anointing of a great leader, this is the anointing that was on Jesus, can do. He says, and then they shall build. Remember, the first verse, this is verse 4, but we started with verse 1. Verse 1 is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Then he goes on, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, saying what the effects are of the Spirit of the Lord being upon me. So by verse 4, which is where we are just reading, we are still seeing the effects of the Spirit of the Lord being upon me. How many can understand what I'm talking about? Are you with me? Those at the back there, are you with me? Woohoo! Okay. What about on this side? Woohoo! Okay. Now, verse 4. They shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. Okay? Now, they shall build. Now, I want you to all believe in this anointing that I'm sharing about, because you need that anointing to break out of the cycle that we have in our world of the inability to build things. You see, because there's a problem somewhere. We don't know what exactly. Well, I think I know, have an idea of what the problem may be related with. But when we say the word build, you must be ready to receive and receive whatever is needed. You get it? To believe in the anointing to build. Amen. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Because God wants you to be anointed. And look at the effect of the anointing. They shall build. Look at it. Beautiful. They shall build. They shall build. You know, in our African context, you realize the difficulty in building. Do you see? No matter the reasons you give, there's a difficulty in building anything. I mean, he says the desolation of many generations. Each generation comes and says it's the generation before. Like NPP comes and tells us that it's NDC's fault, that NDC didn't leave any money. NDC comes and tells us that it was the NPP have closed the banks, have done this, have done that, have done that. So they have spoiled the economy. Every group. So now it's not even worth reading or listening to any of the political people, because we always know what this group will say. This group will speak against this group and will blame that group. But the Bible is saying that the anointing, when you have that anointing, there may be desolation from many generations, including the generation before you, including your own father and your own mother, may have not left much for you. Desolate means, what does desolate mean? Okay, check it. Check desolate so that we are on solid ground. How many have realized that your English is improving as you come to church? Yeah. What does it mean to be desolate? Deprived of inhabitant, deserted, laid waste, in a ruinous condition, neglected. Do you see? So if one group came and left things in a ruinous condition, neglected, do you see? Destitute, do you see? Laid waste, to ruin. All right? If one group does that, the Bible is saying that the desolations of many generations. So what that generation, Danny boy, can you lower your keyboard thing, please, so we can see the scriptures. So the desolations of other generations, because do you know that people who prosper mostly have received some kind of inheritance? A lot of people who prosper, few people are able to break from zero and rise up. If your father gives you something and you can start from where he gave you something, it helps a lot to move forward in life. But most people, I would say 95% of people, don't have anything from parents. I mean, you can ask the grown-ups whether you had anything from parents. Your parents also are struggling. You find yourself having to look after your parents. You see? But some people, even when they are born, they are richer than you after you've worked for 60 years. After you've worked for 44 years, they are still richer. So what the generation before did affects you? Yes. So we are here. What we see in Ghana is a cumulative result of all that Kwame Nkrumah. Who came after Nkrumah? No? History? Kotoka was shot. He was killed. Art student, come on, this is history. General Ankrah, after Ankrah, Buzia, after Buzia, Achampong, after Achampong, Akufu, and then, after that, President Rawlings won. Then after that, Hilal Iman. Then Rawlings 2. And after that, J. Kufuor. And then after that we had Atamils. And after that, Mahama. And then Nana Akufo-Addo. Is that correct? So all these people together, okay, from the time we took over power, together have presented what we have. What we have is all these generations together have provided what we have now. Yes. Temamoto Way, Akosombo Dam. Kwame Nkrumah was overthrown exactly 1 month after he inaugurated the dam. When he cut the sword and said, Akosombo Dam is now open. Exactly 1 month later, he was overthrown. He said, we don't need your dam. Yes. It's beautiful. So all these people together, and all they've done, all the schools they the schools they built, in Fansiman Secondary School, Laboni Secondary School, all the schools we have. Mention the schools we have. You know, let's forget about the colonial. You know, if you want to go to the colonial, then before colonial were the chiefs and the people. And I think let's just start from independence. It's about 60 years. I'm sure most things we can trace from the last 60 years. Yes. The colonial masters, they built the few railways that you see in Ghana. They built even University of Ghana, Achimota School, and some of the school, Wesley Girls were built by them. I mean, let's not go for so far back. Kolebu is the Gadgets Bag. I mean, those some of the big things, you know. Huh? The airport, the Queen of England came to this airport, this very airport, and came to hand over power to us for independence. She landed this Terminal 1, the same terminal. '57, they flew here. The Tema port was not yet built. Takrari was built by Gadgets Beg. Yes. So the generations have created everything, double track, SHS, JSS, all the generations together have given us what we have. Yes. Now, what the anointing does is that it picks you up from whatever the generations have done. Even if the generations have released desolations. Do you see? And it enables you to build, even repair things that are spoiled. You are able to repair. So, when you are anointed, you don't blame the past so much. It's, oh, I was molested when I was a child. Most people were molested, though, or a lot of people were molested. Oh, I was, this is school. My father couldn't take me to an international school. Look, many people could not go to international school, though. How many were not able to go to international schools? Yes. Eh? Yes. My father didn't look after me. Many people's father didn't look after them. Stop that. When you are anointed, you rise from the point where you start. I said, you know, this point forward is what we are concerned with. If you are going to cry about the spilled milk, even it's not really spilled milk because you didn't spill the milk. It's what you came to find. You get what I'm saying? You can never do well if you are going to blame the past generations. Okay? My mother didn't teach me how to cook. Many mothers who know how to cook don't teach their daughters how to cook. You can find a girl whose mother is an expert at making shito, but she herself does not know how to make shito. Recently, I met one like that. The mother is an expert, a professional. But the daughter doesn't know anything about making shito. If you put her there, it's like putting a carpenter in the kitchen. It's true. You have people who sell wache, but their children don't know how to make wache. Amen. Are you listening? So let's stop blaming the old generation. The anointing makes you a leader who rises up no matter the desolations that have been left by the past generations. You just start from there and start moving forward. Yes. You know, in Ghana, some of you don't know, but some years ago, we used to hear two words in the news all the time. Do you want to know the words? Are you sure you want to know the words? We used to hear the words. Are you sure you want to hear the words? We used to hear the words colonialism, and the other word was neocolonialism. Every time we used to hear the problem that we have in our nation, ladies and gentlemen, colonialism and neocolonialism, we used to hear all the time. Ladies and gentlemen in the Africa continent, ladies and gentlemen, neocolonialism today, not colonialism. You are new, that is why. We were hearing every day. I used to wonder, what is neocolonialism? I didn't know that neocolonialism means new type of colonialism. If you go to South Africa today, you hear them blaming the white man for Everton. The white man did this. We were deprived of education. This and that. This and this. He did this. He did this. But I promise you, in South Africa, in the next few years, they will never mention a white man in their problem. It's like us. You don't hear on the Ghana news, white man. Which white man? Which white man? He made the guinea fowls to fly away. A white man made a guinea fowl to fly away. A white man bought 11 million euros sanitary towel pad for students. Which white man? A white man bent all the trees that were planted at 40 billion Ghana cedis. A white man takes 1,500 people to go and watch Africa Cup in their hotels and hires South African Airways, just 1,500 of them, to go and watch television. White man, which white man? Double track system, is it from England? Double track education, is it from England? SHS is from where? We threw away O-level and A-level. We've got JSS and HSS. A most bogus, fatally deficient system of education. How many of you saw APO? You saw the question before you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Look at the whole church. See before you write. That's what it's called. See before you write. They call it prophetic. You've seen the question before you went inside. Prophetic exams. Which white man? You never mention any white man. Because after a while, you realize that even though there is a difficulty, it's not the desolations of the past generations that matters so much as to what you are going to do from now. Yes. You have to start believing that from today forward, whether your housemate did something to you, whether your brother did this to you, whether your anus was tampered with, whether your whatever was this or whatever, you just try and say, hey, the old generation is desolate. And I'm rising out of my desolations. Receive the anointing to rise out of your desolations. Amen. Yes. Start thinking correctly because you are now anointed. When Jesus came, he said, look, the desolations of the generations, I am here to build. And he built a new church, a new people that believe in God. Look at it. Look at the scripture. This is the effect of the anointing. We build. We build up. And today there are millions of people who serve God. If the Israelites refused to serve God and decided to throw away Almighty God, he was here to build up the desolations of many generations of Israelites who forsook God. And he did it. So today is the end of saying, my mother couldn't pay my fees. My cousin was in the house and this happened. My this, that. By the time I came to Christ, I've slept with 45 people. Look, it doesn't. You will be seeing that you are even more desirable. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Look. What makes somebody to choose you, eh? It's a mystery. One of the greatest mysteries is the way of a man with a maiden. Yes. Put that scripture up for me. He said the way of a man with a maid. Yes. It's one of the mysteries. And you may not know it. Proverbs 30 verse. Go to verse 18. There are three things which are too wonderful for me. it's too wonderful. Too wonderful. Yeah. It's full of wonders. It's full of things I can't explain. Yes. It beyond my understanding. Number one, verse 19. The way of an eagle in the air. And it's mysterious. It is that mystery of an eagle in the air that has been deciphered to some extent in the creation of aeroplanes. That is why in the US, the army, the jets, they are named after birds. Falcon 1. That's why it's called F1, F7, F16, F14. It's Falcon. The very fast is like the bird is like an eagle, but it's not an eagle. It's a falcon. And it's so fast. So they studied the design of the bird. Because it's a wonderful thing to see the thing flying in the air. Yeah. The way of an eagle in the air. Then number two, the way of a serpent in the way is also wonderful. Because he hasn't got legs, but he can run fast. You know, something that is legless. Huh? It's legless. It can run as fast and faster than most human beings. Have you seen a snake moving near you before? I have. One day I was standing in Mampong and then I saw something more like this. I mean, in seconds it was gone. I said, whew! A black mamba can run as fast as a sprinter. Most of us cannot sprint 100 meters like 20 seconds. But a black mamba without legs. You have legs. He has no legs. He's going. And he will raise half of the body and chase you like this. It takes usually a group of people to kill a black mamba. You're not one person. It takes a group of men. Very dangerous animal. It's marvelous. And you tell me how with leglessness you are able to be so fast. A third mystery is the way of a ship in the sea. When you see them making a ship, welding the metals, a metal that you can't lift, a metal that when you put in the water, it will go down, ship down. This metal, huge metal, is going to be floating with containers to about 20 floors high, 20 containers up in the air like this. Metal, and it goes on the sea coolly. Floating. It's this wonderful, you see, it's Archimedes' principle and other mysteries. And then the last wonder, which is just as mysterious, is the way of a man with a mate. Wow. Because somebody will introduce you to a girl and you'll be wondering that, what do you see in this person? But it's the way of a man, it's a mystery. You say, I've seen 1,000 people, this is the one I like. Wow. You see a girl following a man who beats her. It's like, this what I like it when the bag is wild. This cool brother, I don't enjoy this cool brother. You know, there's no energy in the man. One day a sister came to see me. She said she's leaving her beloved. I said, why? She said he's too cool. I said, in cool in what way? Is there any problem? No, there's no problem. He said that there's no, I need something dangerous. I want something a little dangerous. It's too scripture union. It's too, perfect. He has not had any girlfriend before. He says, I'm the first, I'm the one and only. He doesn't need anybody else. He's just cooling with me. He says, I feel it's boring. I need something with fire, with life. It's a mystery. Yes. Yes. So, a man with a girl will always be mysterious. Yes. Several prostitutes have husbands. Yes. One day I went somewhere, a man told me, he said, show you all this place are prostitutes. And he said, this one, the husband drops her in the morning, picks in the evening. Yes. Husband drops her, picks in the evening. After work. He doesn't like anybody. This is the one that he likes. It's mysterious. So anyway, back to the generations. Whatever is in your background, I prophesy to you by the anointing, any desolation in your background, you will overcome it and you will move forward in Jesus' name. In fact, I prophesy that your background will be an advantage. It will give you an advantage and an upper hand in the years to come in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Verse 5. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Now, by the anointing, you will know how to relate with aliens. Yes. You see, every country depends on visitors and foreign, in quotes, investors. Every country. That is why it's a very negative thing to be anti-foreigner. Yes? It's very negative to be anti-foreigner and to not know how to relate with people outside your country. Yeah. Because all these are symbols. Say that a foreigner will work in your farm. Yes, a foreigner. Somebody who is not from where you are will work. And today, all presidents are traversing the globe looking for an outsider to come and invest, or for the people to come. When you go to a country like Liberia, or even Sierra Leone, compared with Ghana, you see that the difference, one of the differences would be just at the airport. The airport of Liberia, it looks like an estate house around. Yes. It looks like an estate house in the area. Those from Liberia, you know what I'm saying is true. There's no need to quarrel about it. You know, people want to quarrel when you are preaching. Ask your neighbor, are you one of those who like quarreling during the preaching? Yeah. And if you stay at the airport, no plane will land there throughout the day. Maybe one plane will come in the night. And it will take off within 1 hour. They call it a quick turnaround. If you come to Kotoka Airport today, planes are taking off and landing all the time. It will soon be declared, not I hope, it will soon be declared too busy for to have an airport like this in the middle of a city. It's very dangerous. Yes. Anybody make a mistake and you don't want to know what will happen. Mm. Yeah. You don't build airport like this in the middle of the city. That our airport should be at Mankesim. Yes. So that those from Cape Coast, those from Takoradi, those from Accra, and even Kumasi from the Asinfosu Road can all come there. Yes, it's exactly 100 kilometers. Most airports are 100 kilometers from the city. But if you say they will just... Desolation. Our airport should be there, not in Pram Pram. Are you there? Yes. Now, what are we discussing? Foreigners. So when you see planes landing and taking off, as we have here, you go to a country like Liberia or even a country like Guinea-Bissau. No airplane comes there. When I went to Guinea-Bissau, I was leaving. I was going to the tarmac. I was going to the plane. We had to walk. You know, I was imagining. As I was walking, it was gravel. I was feeling the gravel. As I was walking to the plane, I said, wow. Yes. So, visitors, foreigners, may be the master key to the change in your life. Yes. So when you are anti-foreigner, or you can't relate. You see some people traveling, they are going with their bankum. You are traveling, you think that the luggage is full of, what do you call it? Clothes or something. It's full of bankum. Condo or whatever. They've taken it to America. It's that you can't eat potatoes, you can't eat rice, you can only eat condo. You see, you are not becoming international. And maybe, you see, many countries realize that the future of the country depends on its interaction with outsiders. Maybe your future, your life. In fact, many Ghanaians know that. That's why we travel so much. Ghanaians love to travel. We like traveling abroad. Hey! We want to go to abroad. I'm going to abroad. Are you here or you are leaving?
We are here.
How many want to go abroad?
Hey.
Yes. You will be traveling day and night. I say you'll be traveling day and night. Amen. So plowmen, by the anointing, you will relate so much with people from other countries that even some will work for you. This is what this prophecy is saying. Look at it. Isaiah 61. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and vineyards. In Ghana today, almost every business that does well has something to do with foreigners. If it doesn't have something to do with foreigners, most things don't work. Yes. Or it has to do with the government. And the government owes many people. Lift your hand if you are into business. Father, let any business be free from government. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is the anointing. The anointing is going to make you, when you are with somebody from another country, don't speak cheap. Don't whisper to someone, or say, no, 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 no. I said, don't do that. You are a bushman. You are. You don't know how to relate. You think the person cannot see? He's watching. They are whispering, they are talking. And you see, from our crusade experience, we are very conscious of this thing because we have had experiences at the crusade where we couldn't speak the language. And the people there swept the whole crusade, and the crusade did not work well because they were always having meetings. One day we went to a country. Whilst they were having a meeting, the pastors were flowing with the crusade. Then one of them spoke in their language and said that the man who is coming to do the crusade is a master church planter. He's a church planter. He's not an evangelist. So as he's coming, they are using us to gather our members so that he will plant a church with it. When the pastors heard that, not in English, they all said, hey, is that what you are coming to do here? Every man to his own tent. We didn't understand a word. So right now, when we are having crusade, we're watching. If you speak, if we don't have our own person who speaks the language, we'll be careful. Because when they say, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means put the suitcase there and go away. Hey! Will you be happy if you hear that? You are standing with some people, then they say something. That is one of the reasons why people are afraid of marrying from other countries. Because when the relatives come, the cousins, the sisters, the brothers, the mother, and other people who like quarrels come to the house. When they speak, they say, ah! Hey! What does it mean? He said, don't mind her. We will give you a nice girl from town. Don't mind her at all. We'll give you a nice girl. But you didn't understand what they were saying. All those things, man, will give you a nice person. So learn how to relate. One day I was on a train in England many years ago. You'll be there.
Amen.
On this side, there are people here. God is going to bless you to travel abroad in Jesus' name. Yes, receive it. You should have been sitting on this side. Now, I was on a train underground, and I saw a big notice. They written, it is rude. It is not right or it's rude to speak loudly in a foreign language which other passengers don't understand. It was written there, big like that. Don't speak. And several of the carriages, they all had it. It was just like, you say something. That time, even terrorism hadn't come. Even today, if you are in a train, somebody shout. Yeah.
Maybe you are even saying, I feel hungry, but the people will understand.
All right. From today, you are going to be an international person. So international. Yes. Those of you who don't know how to drink tea, look, receive the ability to drink tea. You know, recently I was in, are you listening to my preaching? Recently I was in England and I was in one of the castles. Yes, I was in one of the palaces with some dignitaries. So they gave us the program, after this, this, after this, this, after this, this. Then when it was afternoon, around 2 o'clock, I said, what are we doing next? My wife, she knows everything, the timetable. So I said, what are we doing? Said, we are going to the garden. Hot afternoon. What are we going to drink there? What are we going to do? Said, we are going to drink tea. I said, yes. You see, if I had gone there, and then when they offered, I said, do you have Milo? You see, we are not there to drink Milo. You cannot ask for Milo. You cannot ask for Milo. This way is what? This way, chocolate drink. You are asking for Milo. Can you imagine if I ask her, please give me, do you have Milo? So what is Milo? There was no Milo there. You are becoming an international person. Yes. Yes. Receive it in Jesus' name. Some of you, you'll be surprised. There is somebody who would like to marry you, not from this country. But because of your attitude. Obronino, that you start talking about the person. Yes. The person likes you, would have liked you, would have carried you away like a prince and treated you as nobody will ever treat you. But because of your local ways, today marks your internationalization in the name of Jesus. Check whether the person by you is a very local person. Tell the person, I'm training you. I'm training you. Hallelujah. The anointing of a leader. Now, but you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Wow. You know, this verse should have actually been divided into two. 6a and 6b. Priests of God. Priest is a representative of God. So, today, as the anointing is on you, everywhere you go, you are a representative of God. Now, how many want to know how to be a representative of God? Shall I show you? There is one simple way to become a representative of God. What does a representative do? If I'm here as a representative of, let's say, the president, I will speak the president's words to you. Is that not so? I'll give you his message because I know what he thinks and what he feels. So I'll be giving you his message. So if you want to become a representative of God, you need to know the words and the messages of God about everything. So I'm going to give you the master key, which is this, that
For everything that happens, ask yourself, what scripture is this? What scripture supports what you are saying? If there's no scripture, then you have no foundation. So for everything, to be a priest of God, you must always be quoting, because you are on behalf of God. God says, God says, God says, God says. If I was a resident of the president, I would be saying, president says, president thinks, president feels, our president says, our president thinks, our president feels. Now that you are a representative of God, God says, God's word says, God said in this scripture, God said here, he said to Abraham, he said to this. Always a scripture. Everything is scripture. Why are you going to marry this guy? Because God says. Why are you going to relate with this guy? Because God says. Why are you not doing it? Because God says. That's how to become a priest of God. He said, you shall be called the priest of God, the ministers of our God. When the anointing is on you, you have the word in you. You always have a scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable. It's useful for correction, for reproof, for instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16. Every Christian, you know, all scripture is given. So it can be used for every area of your life to correct every situation, for a doctrine for every situation, for instruction in anything, you use scripture. If you can't give a scripture for what you are doing, stop it. For anything, if you marry, anything, so should I cook or should my husband cook? Or should we both cook? There must be a scripture. So let's just check the scripture. I'm a priest of God. I'm a minister of my God. Anything, business, whatever, ask yourself, I'm a priest of God. I'm a minister of God. There is a scripture for everything. That's one of the wonders of the Bible. The Bible contains the word of God and has an answer for, the most amazing and unbelievable things. Yes. And you must learn to trust the scripture as helping to make you a messenger. You say that your family will start calling you and say, we have a priest, our boy from whatever, call him. They'll say, we have a priest in our family. They'll call you as a young girl. They say, our daughter, we know she's an also for mommy. We know, come call her for whatever. She should come and give us the answers. That is how it will be. You, as young as you are, you'll be called a priest of God. Being a priest doesn't mean you are old and without feelings. No. No. Priests were from 30 to 50. Numbers 8 and Numbers 4. Priests from 30 to 50. You are a priest. So a priest is a young person. But you speak the words of God. Young people can speak the words of God more powerfully than older people. That's what I believe. Yeah. Are you with me? Beautiful. So tell your neighbor, as for me, I'm a messenger. I'm a priest of God. The anointing is on me. I'm a minister. I'm a minister of God. Amen. Wow. Now, and part B of verse 6 says, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. You see, money, you eat the riches of the Gentiles. The Gentiles, as in the Hebrew, they call them goy, the Gentile nations. The goy, I think that's the word, goy. So the Gentile nations. He says you eat their money, their riches. So if you are anointed, anointing leads to you having money. Yes. That is why you should rather seek to be anointed than to seek money. Yes. Seek to be anointed than to seek money. Seek to become a priest of God, an anointed preacher, than to be seeking money. Most of the people who are seeking money are not getting money. Why do you think people form banks? or they are trying to give us a service to keep your money. They are not, they are, a bank is a business. That's what you don't realize. A bank is a business. It's a business, a profit-making business. It makes profit. It's supposed to make profit. Yes. Every bank that has been closed down is a business that was trying to make profit that didn't work. And yesterday they announced another 20-something of them. Huh? 23. Many businesses don't succeed. If you like, I'll give you a test. Anybody in your area who is selling provisions, just go and talk with her, ask whether she makes profit. Ask her whether she makes profit. Most do not make profit. It's just something to put there on a table and you just sit there. They don't make any profit at all. When somebody is boiling corn and selling one for one cedi, how much is the profit on that one? Think about it. Huh? You bought firewood, this, salt, coconut, water, this, many things. How much is the profit? Huh? Yes. Those who are selling granites, one cedi, one cedi. How much do you think they get from it? I mean, I'm talking of profit, like extra, their salary and everything combined. So, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These things, which people are dying to have, they will be given to you. So, Jesus was someone seeking for God. And we never heard of his profit from his carpentry business that he was doing before. It was after he was anointed that we saw that, Charlie, he can feed 5,000 people. Coolly. But during the time that he was a carpenter, Charlie, hand to mouth. I declare you anointed to succeed and to do well. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you with me? Now, I hope you know that I have not yet started my message. Verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. How many have done shameful things before? Shameful things. Raise your hand. Ha! Small boys and girls. I tell you, for your shame, whatever makes you ashamed, God is giving you double honor and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, for I, the Lord, I love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. God hates you to steal so that you come and put it in the offering. I hate robbery for burnt offering. So don't participate in corruption, stealing, and all devilish, wicked activities, claiming you are coming to put it in the offering, coming to give some to God. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Verse 9. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge that indeed they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. How many want to have children who are blessed children? Your children will not be a source of concern, but people will point to them and say, this is the child that God has blessed. Hallelujah. Verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride
adorneth herself with her jewels. Amen. Now, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 3. What does it say? I'm now sharing with you. Let's all stand to our feet and pray for the anointing for a moment. Everyone standing, lift your hand and ask the Lord to anoint you. Listen, how many want this anointing to be on your life? You are going to build up desolations. All right? Any generation that has left you wanting, needing money, needing anything, will not affect you from today. Amen. Everybody begin to pray. Pray to the Lord for a moment. Those outside, if you need to come in, you can come in. There's a few spaces on the side, on this side. Please. Kalama Shadele Parama Balazan Delemi Korolo Palala Devele Keredu Karada Korodu Kiridi Karada Keredu Keredi Korema Tromelish Jembregese Chembregelestes Klembregedes Kladamaja Domeligo Togolade Berenilo. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Jesus.
Oh yes.
Mora Kasanda. Likomono.
Somelido.
Valia Kosate Lia Kobashandaba.
Somelido.
Mato Varadia Kasene Bekobadonela.
Rodone.
Rodone. Mancho.
Rodone.
Lipato.
Manode.
Rockevelia.
Modina.
Suramana.
Manico.
Jacoba.
Colinda.
Rabasepo.
Palingo.
Ivalia
Kobilidis.
Montacani.
Tigidimidis.
Champala.
Tigidimidis.
Siglidus,
Bilamroca,
Tibligus,
Mancevo Valia,
Risso Tecova, Alombra Giasso, Iatolama, Manceco Pale, Lizorake, Ilatuande, Manami Valio, Rosse Cato, Ieco Paradiato, Monte Climona, Mazambrale, Rita Tolomona, Angeblanuma, Ria Santoca, Matalini Micola, Razzo Tecova, Iatua Capalia, Los Capalio, Interno Mosaca. La Jocro Scalia, Mizambre Tona, Mazam Pacalianco, Io Choco Paca, Lia Cotolomo, Mizoka, La Cuca, Achiloca, Mazaloca, Rico Zabriante, Manchito, Paria Caluaca, Ayaroco Saca, Vincenta Compa, Lizoria Cota, Ia Tolomo Copalia, Razon Campaliama, Mancham Compacaya, Lizoria Cota, Ayombre Clicoma, Manamino Zogale, Jamre Klongaba, Iakunta Kambalia, Menenuno Musalia, Riazo Katalia, Micheika, Luciakela, Mandaliomo, Luso, Rekeira, Malaniota, Manciolo Comacaliama, Iakote, Lomoma, Lomoma, Mazalia Copa, Iacilia, Mazalia Clutonio, Mentoria Clutonio, Manzolia Clutonio, Manzolia Clutonio, Ian Chamri Canto. Matine mios, mi contaminos, menjabrinos, Catolina Mizele, Lezetelialo, Lia Jekota Kaba, Matelio, Lusa, 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 Ushe Keria, Mandelico, Rokomokotaya, Ia Giapeliaka, Mazalia Kratolomo, Enjem Pratazukayaba, Mandelia Kola, Lia Zokerebiaka, Matian Dobra Castomba, Ia Kamparanimikato, Manjakalando, Lia Zamina Kante, Manjakopalia, Ia. Palia Paraliaka, Listo Paliaka, Mazereke Palia, Ayoka Sandava, Mincha Koliama, Lizombra Krikota, Achioko Pakalia, Mizatalialo, Lorekes Keliaka, Mincheliaka, Iazora, Klikola, Ayakoze Kelamaya, Manderia Kapalia, Lizoria Kapalia, Ojekatelemokota, Mijante Kolomokota, Lanjante Kolomokota, Lizokapalia, Misario, Legra Griso, Mataliko Sale, Menja Klempania, Iatonda Makapalia, Ilazore Keskatalianda, Iacon Kapalia, Mizonteliake, Enjalumana Sanga, Enjanumana Kalioka, Enjanuma Zambre Keskoliaka, Iacapalia, Mezetele Kesedebe, Iatolonomokosandaba, Injente Kalamea. Why don't you lift your hands and allow God to anoint you with the anointing of a leader right now in this place? As we listen to the preaching and as we hear the word of God, let His oil be poured upon us in this place. Come on, lift your hands. Ilore keshataka intolomo kopalia lereko lemonashiaka ayazara koja gejoka 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 mazara krosanta inchantala makopalia iazoria kapalia loje katelemaya ayan kontenio kosondolo bokapaliaka iachela lokosa ayara Manjala Mayanda, we pray for this anointing. We pray for this anointing. We pray for this ointment. We pray for this spirit to dwell upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh Shakalia, Mojelia, Zolakiko. Oh, ya. Would you man lift your hands and let God give you the oil? Appropriate the blessings of God. Appropriate the anointing of God. Appropriate this anointing. Lo Shatalia, Ishatakriko, Oh Shakalalia. Mantalia, Mandolomoya, Ayako Lakataya, Ayako Takalayaka, Ayako Takayasa. Is it a group anointing? Is it a personal anointing? You lift your hands, God will give it to you. You lift your words, God will give it to you. You pray, God will give it to you. Remember, it's not a group anointing. It's the anointing upon someone. It must be upon you. It must come upon you. You must receive it. You must lift your hands for it. Right now, God, multiply your anointing in this place, in this holy place. Oh God, the dwelling, the treasure, the anointing, Majata, Legregiso, Oh Shakaliamba, Ayeke Sekahaya, 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 Ajata Krasoke, Iatala Monocosa, Anjana Mekosa, Iacona Mokosa, Anjabraziko Zaka Tekaleka. Izokolo moyo, manjeno no moyo, rakon santana meyaka, ia paradiaka, ajeike legrekiso kanjana, minchalia legrekiso, echelia legrekiso, ozale legrekiso, ikale legrekiso, onzende legrekiso, ojeke sekeliaga, ia parani makasando, nonjengle, monjamblo, nonjengle, injambla, blagazeka, ia kasanda baha, ia kasanda baha, ia kasanda baha, let a young man lift your hands to God, because without the anointing, you shall be left to nothing. Without God, you shall be left to nothing. With your hands lifted, with your voice raised, all you are craving for is that God will anoint you. Is that God will anoint you? Is that God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit? The anointing of a leader. The anointing of a leader. The anointing of the leader. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh Jasaka Koka. Ayereke Shekelaga. Ayeke Shekelaga Baha. Ayatandelemeya. The anointing to build. The anointing to leader. The anointing to director. The anointing to father. The anointing to guide. The anointing to lead. Jesus, we call on you. We lift our hands and our voices. Without your anointing, Lord, we can't go further. Without your anointing, Lord, we can't take a step. Without your anointing, Lord, we can't guide and lead. Lord, without your anointing, we can't shepherd, we can't pastor. This moment, oh God, your people are craving for your holy oil. My God, my Savior, my God, my Savior, will you pour your oil upon us in this place? Will you pour your oil upon us in this place? Let the young men be anointed. Let the young ladies be anointed. Let the old ones be anointed. Let the little ones be anointed. Elakosaka takazakia ajiata lamanakasa iakosaka 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 iakosaka. Lift your voice to God. Pray everybody. Pray everybody. Pray everybody. Pray everybody. Satan wants you to be without the anointing, but God wants you to be with the anointing. It is a battle. It's a fight. Would you mind fighting a good fight of faith? Would you mind lifting your voice? Would you mind calling on God? Would you mind, everybody, lift your voice? Oh, Shakayaba. Let the choristers pray. Let the ushers pray. Let the instrumentalists pray. Let the ladies pray. Let the culinary stars pray. Let the airport stars pray. Let everybody pray. You must personally be anointed. My God, my Savior. My God, my Savior. La shata kaloka. Iya shata koleaka. Iya shata koleaka. Angelia kasmaka. Angeleme kasmaka. Iya polonimika. La zokaliaka. Radia konta. Angenemika palia. Iya tonimiata. Ayako kolomoka. La briga skoa. La briga balakia. Ajia koma. Angeliam. 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 Mamba kalamakasa. Iya toka paya. 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 Somebody's praying. And God is saying, I'm coming. I'm coming with my oil. I'm coming with my anointing. I will anoint you. I will anoint you. I will anoint you. I will anoint you. You are the one that God wants to anoint. You are the one that God is anointing you. My God, my God. Aya Jaka Saka. Hey, Kololomoko Saka. Anjampa Palamina. Ea Toninimiata. Ea Taninimiata. Ea Papanimia. Adenimina Makasa. Ea Twaniminiade. Alian Pampalimina. Lua Tamanemia. Ea Katanimia. Alua Pananimia. Ea Toninimia. Ea Twanimia. Ea Pananimia. La Duantanimia. Ea Deninimia. La Twanimia. Ea Paniminia. Alua Taninimia. Ea Deninimia. Ea Twanimia. E Papa Liaka. A Delele. Oh, a Kapalimia. E Champa Manamina. Ea Delelea. Aya Delelea. Ea Delelea. Ua Delelea. Ea Delelea. Ua Delelea. Ea Delelea. Aya Delelea. Ea Papa Limia. A Deninimiaka. Aya Papa Liana. Aya Teninimia. Ea Kuandea. 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 Ea Palimia. How God anointed. How God anointed you. How God anointed you. That shall be your story. How God anointed you. 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 With the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. Somebody be a little fervent, because the devil wants you to be bereft of the anointing. He wants you to depend on your human strength, on your human efforts. But by God, but by grace, but by God, and by grace, the power of God in the anointing is coming upon us. It's coming upon us. It's coming upon us. Lazataya aluakalia anteka apaninimiata le rakasanda intaninimia apanimiota ayakaninimia iatuande ayatuande ayapande ayatuande akandelia imantanimo ayapalamia iakondonomoya ayakaniaba epalialo 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 ayakapalia iakapalia ayapapalia iapapalia. Can you see God anointing you? Can you see God anointing you? Something in my Cassandra, something in my Cassandra. I am Palinimia, Lord Taninimia, I am Capalia, I am Papalia, I am Delinimia, I am Capaya. Somebody drink from the Holy Spirit. Somebody receive it. Somebody appropriate it. God is giving it to you. God is placing it upon you. Jesus said, I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed. You must say, I am anointed by God. By God, by God, by God, by God, by God, by God. Yatakaya eleva kosada aya pandelimia inuma nataya ayana mataya iana mataya iadana mataya. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it is by the anointing. You can't serve God without the anointing. He wants to give it to you, but you must ask him. The psalmist said, I will open my mouth wide, I will open my mouth wide, I will open my mouth wide, and I will pray for it, 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 I will pray for it. Somebody pray for it, somebody pray for it, somebody pray for it, somebody pray for it, somebody pray for it. Akatalia Ipalalia Leni Manatasa Ayantaninimea Lady Akara Ayantaninimea Ayanteliama Iakapa Ayakapa Iakapa Ayakapa Iantananamaya Ratinimiata Iatanania Iakapaya Ayantelie Iantelie Ayantelie Ayantelie. Jesus said, if you've been so evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more? How much more shall the anointer? How much more shall the anointer? How much more shall the anointer, who is God? How much more shall he give you the anointing to those who ask him right now? It may be sunny, it may be hot, it may be sunny, it may be hot, but in the realms of the spirit, is the moment that God wants to anoint you. Lift your hands to God, lift your voice to God, lift your hands to God. You are being changed into a new man, a new person, a new leader, a new leader, a leader of 10, ayaka, a leader of 20, a leader of 100, a leader of 1,000. Ayama majaka ayaka paya aluantalia andeliama alimana kasaya ayaka paya iapaya la iontaya 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 inamama paya iakataha ayabandinimia lora patania iatonimiata yakandiobo yakapalia yakandiobo yakapalia ayakapaya iakapaya liwampalalia yatinimiata ayankantea iatalia 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 iampalalia iakatalaya ayampalalia liapalalia iapalalia. Don't get tired of praying, don't get tired of praying, don't get tired of praying. Continue to ask God for the anointing to become a leader. Ayataya. Nobody follows you because you have no oil upon your head, upon your mouth. You have no vision, you have no oil. But from this moment, as you pray to God to anoint you, ah mamana majeka gazaka alini minimitaya ayapapalia iluakapalia iantanimia limana makaria liwatalia go iapango managino magala alatuatae iate malimako ayanjalia ayamadiga baka. Hey, 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 press, 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 press into. Oh, Kasandava. Iyoko pakaya laba.
Hallelujah.
Soria kapaya.
Now, let us bind the spirit of foolishness.
Yes.
The Bible says that a prince or a leader who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. There are many leaders that lack understanding of what is going on.
Hey,
lift your hand and bind Mama every spirit of foolishness in you.
Right
now. Oh yes.
We
give you praise.
Oh yes. We bind the spirit of foolishness in our lives. Oh, Chatalika. Hey, 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 hey. He's Okaya. He's Okaya. He's Okaya. Izokaya, Ayaka Payaka Sakapa, Ayaka Paralia, Inomako Paralia, Echepa, Ikolo Bokosa, Achiata, Labranga, Bagagala, Ababagala Bakasandaba, Iatanderebea, Ikotolomoko, Inchambre Gazamaya, Ia Paralia, lift your voice and find the spirit of foolishness in your life.
We bind the devil of foolishness.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
And a lack of understanding.
Yes.
We release the spirit of wisdom.
In the name of Jesus.
The anointing.
Yes.
Of a leader.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, before I go into today's short preaching, I want Ida to just sing a quick song.
There's an anointing coming over me. He's anointed me to preach unto the poor, to bind the broken heart, to open prison doors, to set at liberty them that are bound. There's an anointing coming over me to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, to comfort all who mourn, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So I'm asking it shall be given. Knock and the door will open. I am seeking them. I know I'll find the anointing for my life and the grace to bear much fruit. I'll receive the call of God for my be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and he shall rebuild the ancient ruins. Oh, there's an anointing coming over me, that we may be called the priest of the Lord. Of the Gentiles, and in their glory ye shall boast yourselves. I am asking it shall be given. Knock and the door will open. I am seeking and I know I'll find the anointing for my life and the grace to bear much fruit. I receive the call of God for my life. I am asking it shall be given. Knock and the door will open. I am seeking and I know I'll find the anointing for my life and the grace to bear much fruit. I receive the call of God for my life.
Hallelujah. Now, today I want to share with you something that I have really never really shared in this way before. So, I want you to, what I'm going to I want to call this, all right, the captain's anointing. The captain's anointing. All right? So, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" The captain's anointing. You see, this is the anointing of a leader, not necessarily a priest or a king, even. We usually say the king, but a captain. All right? And the word captain in the Hebrew is the word Najid, which means, are you listening? Are you watching? Which means leader, simply put. And amazingly, it has a very nice meaning. It means the one who occupies the front. Yeah. Occupying the front. So, the person who occupies the front. So there is actually an anointing for leadership, pure and simple. And this word sometimes is used ruler, sometimes it's used as prince, sometimes it's used captain, sometimes it's used governor, many different, but they are all types of leadership roles. And as you can see from 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, he said, "Is it not because God has anointed thee to be what? A pastor?" No. He's anointed you to be a captain. Yeah. Wow. So, if you don't have this captain's anointing, when you are the captain of the ship, and honestly, I don't know how to captain a ship, because a ship, when you stand in the like a ship today, a modern ship, would extend from this wall to maybe that red roof over there after our building and go up as many as 15 floors. 15 stories. Do you understand 15 stories? That's as tall as a city house at Circle. Something like that. That's 15 floors up and down too. Yeah. It's amazing. Next time you see a ship or you Google, you see a ship, just count the containers that are above the deck. And there's another one going down. Sometimes you can count the floors. It's like a city. So, if you put me as a captain of such a ship at Tema Harbor and say, "Move it. Look, today is what, Sunday? 4 years will come to pass and I'll still be in Tema." Because the truth is that I don't know how to captain a ship. And I'm using the word captain as a verb as well as a noun. Do you know the difference between a verb and a noun? You can check in the dictionary what a verb is. Check it where, please, because some people want to argue. A verb is a doing word. And a noun is a what? Is a name. So I'm using the captain as a name. And I'm also using it as a verb. Captain. Now, you know something? Let's not think of Ghana too much. Because if we think of Ghana, we have too many bad examples. Because you can see that there have been many captains to this ship. And we still seem to be around the harbor. Even in the last 4 years, we seem to be filtering around the same place. Although some people, it's amazing. Some people feel that we are going. Others also feel that we are going nowhere. It depends on how, which side you are on. Sometimes, and sometimes the objective realities are apparent. But let's forget about the country and let's consider ourselves. The first person you have to lead is yourself. Now, I hope the girls are all ears. Because unfortunately, your leadership skills will be called upon at a time when often you don't have leadership skills. You understand? Because when you are prettiest and nicest and most attractive, and when people will like you, they'll come knocking at your door. Are you available? Are you available? Are you available? At that time, most people's leadership skills are not well developed. So instead of leading yourself forward into the right thing, you often do not. That's the captain's anointing. No, I didn't write the Bible. Are you seeing the word captain? How many are surprised to see that word? Yes. It means leader. It means governor. It means prince. Sometimes it's used even in Isaiah 55 and verse 4. It's used as the word leader. Look at Isaiah 55. And verse 4, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader. There's the same word, captain, leader. So I've anointed you as a leader. I believe that the anointing to lead is one of the anointings that I have on my life. Yes. And my prayer is that you have that anointing on your life in Jesus' name. Now, when you don't have the leadership anointing, it's bad. Because, and now this is not preaching, no. Because you see, as soon as I put my mic down, I'm going to put my mic down soon. After I put my mic down, I'm going to do leading till next Sunday when I pick my mic again to preach. That's what people don't realize. As soon as I put my mic down, I'm going to do leading. So I'll be using the anointing to lead from now till Sunday. So people say, oh, you don't work anymore. You are now a pastor. No. I have an equivalent of a nation. You know, I was in the Caribbean island, and I was asking how many people are on this island. They were saying 30,000, some 30,000, 40,000. So our church is more, that's a whole country. Yes, even 25,000 they have. So our church is more than a country. Even Accra alone, it would be more than 100,000. So we have, it's like a nation. So as soon as I put my mic down, I start to lead. Till next Sunday when I pick, then I start to preach. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach. You see, but after that, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to lead, to captain. So when you have the preaching anointing, but you don't have the leading, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain, prince, ruler, governor? You don't have it. You cannot lead people and you cannot lead yourself forward and into something good. Wow. Isaiah chapter 3, a punishment is coming. Watch this. Are you with me? Are you watching? Yeah. Receive the anointing to lead. Oh, receive it in Jesus' name. Watch it. It says, and that is why you see, when we were reading Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, you build the old ways and you do this. They were all activities of a leader. So you see the activities of preaching and leading mixed up together. When you see the anointing being described, leading and preaching all mixed up. Look at it. Behold, the Lord is about to take away the stake. Can you change the version, please? Can you give us a more modern version? Now, the Lord is about to take away supplies of food and water. Wow! How is he going to do that? Verse 2. Change back to the King James. The mighty man, the man of war. These are different types of leaders. The judge is a type of leader. The prophet is a type of leader. The prudent, people who see ahead. The ancient, okay? Next verse. The captain is going to take away captains. The honorable man is taking him away. The counselor, the cunning artificer, the eloquent orator, like Obama is an orator. I'm taking away all such people. I will give children to be their princes. Wow. I will give children to be their captains. So when God wants to destroy, when he wants to destroy you, in fact, one of the most severe punishments is to take away leaders. Ghana is not a... No, you see, even after all the things that have been taken out of Ghana, Ghana is endlessly rich. Endlessly. Endlessly. I mean, like, I think our riches are endless. I was reading, they say we are the largest exporter of gold or producer of gold or whatever. Now, in Africa. Yeah, I mean, we used to be called Gold Coast. That's, you know, 60-something years ago. Like, there was gold everywhere. 60 years later, when Ashanti Goldfield is no more doing whatever, and so we are still being called gold. There is no way. Am I right? Are we the largest producer of gold in Africa? Yeah, more gold here than South Africa and anywhere else. And it's beautiful. You see? But he says, I'll give you a type of person to be your prince. And babies will rule over. So today, the captain's anointing is taken away. And instead of being a captain, a baby is in charge. A child is in charge. Mercy. And what's going to happen? Continue. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. That's abroad, there are no walls. Look, mark it in your diary. As soon as I arrive in, where are you going to travel to first? I said, where are you going to travel to on your travels? First place. Where do you want to go first? I can't hear the country you are mentioning. When you begin your travels, the UK, fine. Check if there is any house with a wall. There is nothing like a fence wall. Neither is there, but the barbed wire are found in Afghanistan and other places where there is serious warfare. When you drive through Accra, you see people with barbed wire as if there's a, we are in a war. High walls.
Security guards.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Why? Because the Bible says that everyone is oppressed by his neighbor. Somebody who stays in the area is a laborer can enter your house to rape you. Yes. In Ghana. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. And the child will behave himself proudly.
Verse 6. When a man shall take hold of his brother and his father saying, thou hast clothing. Hey! Clothing. Be thou our ruler. Thou hast what? Clothing. Hey! So that means that once you have clothes, you'll be our ruler. Second-hand used clothes. Is it still the main clothes? Yes. I don't think there's anybody in England, who goes to buy Obroni Wewu clothes. I don't think so. Huh? Obroni Wewu means the white man is dead, so here are his clothes. Or what? White man is dead. These are his clothes. Thou hast clothing. We have dead men's leftovers. Now let this ruin be under thy hand. Many African countries are failed, ruined states. And people fight to be the leaders of these ruins. Yes. Let this ruin be under thy hand. Please check the meaning of the word ruin. Because some of you don't even know how to spell ruin. Nor to pronounce it. Check ruin. Put it up there. We are doing English classes. When you go and tell your mother, we are late because we were doing English classes. Okay? Will you say that when you go home? Ruin. Huh. The state of being a ruin, destroyed or decayed. Something which leads to serious troubles. To upset or mess up the plans. To put into disarray, to spoil. To destroy, to make something no longer good for use. Ruin. No, this is a verb. Ruin as a noun. Put it up. Somebody, can somebody here tell me? The remains. Yes. When we went to Pandai, Tatale, Zabzugu, Yendi, Basa, you won't shout, I'll be there. When we went to all these places, eh? You won't shout, I'll be there. Oh, you are saying, I've been there already. Heads of ruins. Okay, next verse, please. Beautiful. In that day he shall swear, say, I will not be a healer. For in my house there is no bread, no clothing. Don't make me a ruler of the people. Verse 8. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because of their tongue to provoke his eyes. Verse 9. The show of their countenance. Woe to their soul. Verse 10. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for he shall eat the fruit of his doing. Verse 11. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. The reward of his hand shall be given to him. Verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Can I have one copy of my book, The Art of Leadership? If somebody knows how to get
one for me from the bookshop, please. Amen. So now, from today, a child's way of thinking, you are delivered from it. So people will now find you very mature. Yes. You no longer behave like a child when it comes to leadership. Amen. What are the characteristics of a child as we come towards the end of this session? Quickly. Note it. Disorganization. How many realize that when you are a child, the room is completely disorganized? So, are you going to clear up all forms of disorganization? Do you know that disorganization makes you lose things? Sometimes you have things you don't know that you have. Yes. So from today, disorganization is out of your life. The anointing to lead, and you can find it in this book. Everybody, we are all going to study this book. The anointing of a captain, Art of Leadership. The captain's anointing. Number two, a lack of understanding. When I was a child, I speak as a child. You don't understand serious things. So from today, you are going to understand deep things. Yes. Some of you, when you watch the news, you just fall asleep. You can only watch action movies where there's not much talking. Only blows. And fighting. But any film where they talk, you start to fall. You see that you've fallen asleep. Huh? It shows a lack of something. Ask your neighbor, why do you sleep when people start talking? Now you see, if you marry somebody like that, you'll be married, you think you found a companion. When you go to the house, you think you have somebody to talk to. When you start to talk to the person, because the person is only into dresses and shoes and hair. But when it comes to something intelligent, let's discuss. The person is falling asleep. Once there is a film where there is talking, you're falling asleep. Ask the nearest person, brother or sister, Charlie, is it you they are describing? You see, exactly half of the people in this church are like that. But you see, everybody looks as if we don't really know what we are talking about falling asleep or whatever. You never admit it. Wow. One day, some children, their father died, and the children, people were coming to the house mourning, but the children were playing ball outside. What does it mean? Eh? They don't understand what has happened. They don't understand the gravity, what it means. Yes. If you ever go to someone's house like that, where something like that has happened, you see the children and you see the grown-ups. The wife who may be sitting there in shock, she's not spoken for 4 days. Children are playing football because they don't understand what it means. So when you hear things like double track, SHS, or even something like APO, the fact that it's APO in every exam in Ghana. You see, when you are a child, you think that, oh, somebody is just saying something. But you don't realize the implications of the things that are being done. It is because your mind is not trying to understand serious things. And that's a child. And when you put somebody like that in charge of things, that's it. Yeah.
And that's why I say sometimes your beauty is advanced, more advanced than your. I don't want to use brains. Let's say leadership. Leadership. So when a good brother comes to propose to you, somebody who is the right type, you look at the person up and down and say, but you are not, are you my type? Are you my type? Meanwhile, you are just looking at how he looks today. But in the future, you'll be surprised. But you just look at him up and down. He said that you see that his belt is like, something that has been used to beat goats. But it's like your leadership is not developed. You look at the person, you say, it's too short. It's too short, eh? A day will come where whatever the height, you will not, you will just say, is it a male? You say, is he a male? Is he a male? Today you are saying it's too short. A day will come when you ask, is he a male or female? Say, a male, I like it. Is he a male, eh? Is he alive? Is he a male? I like it. No further questions. A male will do. Is he a male? That's all. It's okay. I don't need to see him. It's okay. Yes. Hey! So your leadership has not developed as fast as your beauty and even as fast as the opportunities that are being presented to you. Most single ladies older single ladies, I've been doing research, studying. You'll be surprised at the people that wanted to marry them. Yes, that they said no. Yes, from research. This is research based. You go into it, you'll be surprised. They can point to good brothers who are all over the place. So this one even wanted to marry me. This one wanted to marry me. This one wanted. One day I told a sister, I said, not less than 10 to 14 people have proposed to you. She said, it's not possible. I said, count. And it was correct. You'll be pointing to them. See this guy there? That was, he wanted to marry. He was dying. He was kneeling. He was begging. But your leadership was the leadership of a child. So you use childlike understanding. Say, this one. Oh, what? Look at the letter that he wrote. Come and see. Look at what it is. I'm speaking about research-based leadership. Lead yourself to victory. Don't think of the government. Think of yourself. You are a nation on your own. Yes. Hey. I'm talking about research-based analysis. Yes. You don't realize the implication of having, even one of the implications of having, how do you call it? See and write, or what? See and the exams. See before you write. Yes. Prophetic exams. Is that you have trained a large number of fraudsters. Yes, a large number of fraudsters comfortable with deception and corruption. That's the group that you've... How can you get exam result for an exam that you didn't write? Like you didn't do Yoruba or you didn't do whatever tree, but you got B. You were not there. Huh? No, you can't say A, B, C, D in the language, but you got B. Hey. So a child doesn't know. That's why you see an exam counselor want to take me. You say you want to take me to court for saying that the exams are deficient. And I will continue to say that it's deficient. And I can get 5,000 people to go to court with me to confirm that it's deficient. How many will go to court and say that you saw that? That's it. Yeah? So when you are a child, the leadership of a child, you don't know the implications of the things you are doing. As you are saying no and you are laughing at this boy. One day you'll be joining churches to join the choir. When you see every church that the pastor doesn't is not married, you go and join that church. You join the choir, you'll be smiling like this. But not knowing the smile is not the joy of the Lord. You are saying, have you seen me? Have you seen me? Number three. Quickly, these ones are quick points. By the way, if you want a fast church, don't come here. We don't do fast things here. Please. I can show you so many faster churches. Leadership of a child, they don't understand complex things. Yes. Once it's complicated or the writings are small. No. Number four, fun and leadership of a child, just celebrating. Yes. Celebrations and happiness. So you see, your love for celebrations, parties, birthday parties, birthday celebrations, wedding celebrations, it shows something childlike in you. Why will you spend all your money to have a wonderful wedding? And after that, you enter into poverty. Huh? People were so impressed at your wedding. You gave minerals to everybody, coconut to everybody, biscuits to everybody, sugar to everybody, fried rice to everybody, meat to everybody. And after that, no honeymoon. No honeymoon, oh. Like from the wedding, then straight to the one room at St. Kizito, whatever area. Malta, goat meat, everybody had Malta. Take away. No money the next day. And you watch. Many African nations, lovers of celebrations. Huh? Ghana at 40, Ghana at 50, Ghana at 60. But not to build. Your children don't build. Children celebrate their parties. We are going for my friend's party. We are going for breakfast here. We are going for lunch here. We are going to eat here. We are going here. We are going out for this. We are doing this. We are having a party. It's a wedding. Funerals. Funerals. People take loans for funerals. Please don't take a loan for funeral. Take a loan for funeral. That's a culture to celebrate things on and on. But you see, what you don't know is that that celebration has taken away a bridge. It has taken away a road. It has taken away a car. It has taken away many things that you could have had. Yes. Do you know how much it costs to put food for everybody here? Ask the caterers. You can build a house. One day I met some people. I asked, how much did you use? They had a dinner celebration. I said, how much did they use? They said, 1.8 million. I said, wow. 1.8 million cities. Yeah. This Ghana cities. 1.8 million. That's it. Yes. Just it was blown in 2 hours. Yes. And then afterwards, you are trying to build something, you cannot build it. That's the leadership of a child. So, that's a style. It's just a style. So, ask yourself, do you want to have a good wedding or a good honeymoon? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a nice one, but do you want to have a good wedding or a good honeymoon? Do you want to have a good wedding celebration or you want to live in a good place after the wedding? Yeah. 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 So, the leadership of a child, as for children, they love to play, celebrate, be happy, do this. You never see a child building a house. Ask your neighbor, does your small brother build any house? Your small brother, is he building any house? Your small brother, does he build any house? Number five, leadership of a child does not build anything. They cannot build. You see them there. No child. Your small sister, is she building a house? She's enjoying. Today is somebody's party. Today is our day. Today is this. Today we are going here. We are happy. Building. No. So when leaders are in charge, nothing will be built, whether it's a road from here to here, whether it's a bridge, whether it's a building, whatever it is. They just be looking at it like, celebration, fundraising, this, that, programs all the time. Funerals. Our church now, we have decided, funeral, you come, we are not celebrating anything. When you come, if we have money, we give you water. That is if we are in charge. We give you water. Bye-bye. There is nothing sitting down to waste money. No, not where we are in charge. We are changing the culture. That's how Methodists and others say, no way keeping, no this. That's also our culture. We don't have a culture of those things. When somebody is sad, you are using it to just blow millions. Have you seen the way they do funeral? What they call funeral? Cloth, this, that, many things. So just as Methodists and others have announced in their church, no way keeping, no this, no whatever, all those things, we have also instituted it in our church. Water only, that's all. And we don't travel for funerals too. If you die and you want to be buried under a tree in your village, we have churches there. The pastor there will do that for you. Number six, the leadership of a child, acquiring toys. Wow. Toys. What toys do children like? Cars, toy cars. Huh? Toy guns. What else? Lego. Aeroplanes. Bicycles. Something to just play with. That's not going to improve life. That's a toy. Barbie dolls. PlayStation. So there are some leaders, when they come into power, the main thing is cars. You hear them arguing about cars. There are certain countries, I don't know which countries you know, start with an alphabet. One day, a certain brother, he was living in a country in Africa whose name begins with an R. But he himself comes from a country whose name begins with a C. See? You don't know everything. And he told me, he said, one day I went back to my country and I went to visit one of my relatives. When I got there, I saw that there was a huge function, like a big, something, big event. So he parked far away. He had to pass all the cars. And he got to his relative's house, a big house. That relative works in the government of this country whose name begins with a C. So when he got there, there was nobody there. It was the man and his wife and just the house people. So he asked the man, where are the people? He said, which people? I said, but there are so many cars. He said, oh, they are my cars. As a government minister, they are my cars. They are my personal cars. He said, these ones are few. There are people who have more. Yes. This is the humility version. This is the modest one. When he got there, he was surprised that they were just alone in the house. He said, but all the cars, they are parked on the roadside, inside the house, everywhere. He said, oh no, there's nothing happening. These are all my cars, my personal cars, my toys. Amazing. Toys, but nothing real. So let me tell you, don't emphasize on cars. Emphasize on building a house. A car is worth a house. Ask people how much is a car. Ask them, how much is a car? Value of a car is the value of a house now. The modern cars, they are sold for the price of a house. Instead of focusing on changing your phones, getting these toys, this, that, whatever, real things. Yes, that's the reality. Huh? You know, I can give so many examples, but you see, the way it is, if you give examples, it looks as if you are criticizing something. So you don't have to give examples. So that's why I even mention examples from countries whose name begins with R and then who live in C. These are very far from here. I'm leading myself to prosperity. The anointing of the captain's anointing is on my life. Amen. Are you with me? We are finishing. The next one. Inability to find solutions to real problems. When you are a child, you can never find a solution. But from today, you find a solution. Have you noticed that children, they'll come and ask you for everything. Do you have sellotape? Do you have scissors? Do you have this? Do you have buttons? Do you have everything? A child sees their mother as a solution of everything. True or not true? Yes. And you notice in certain countries, in certain continents, let's say a continent whose name begins with an A. We have so many continents. Asia, Antarctica, Arctic. Yeah. They always feel that there is a mommy or a daddy who has everything to give it away free. Yes. So when you are a pastor of a church and a leader, you don't have to be always thinking somebody is going to bring money from somewhere to come and do something. And when you are leading your life well, you don't plan with imaginary monies that are going to fly to you from somewhere. You plan with realistic realities. Yes. One day I sat in a committee, you know, happened to be in a committee, and I was watching their plan. All their plans depend on white people giving money, huge monies. And I said, what type of plan is this? But that's how we plan. In that committee, that was the plan. Many, many physical, the white man is good. And the white man has stopped coming. That's why China has come. And China is doing it very, very, very cleverly. Ish. When they come with their own people. They come with their own thing, their own machines and everything. Most everything is for them. Yeah. I saw the list of countries which owe China the most in a certain continent whose name begins with A. And I saw a certain country whose name begins with a G. It was number 10. It was the 10th country that owes China the most in this continent, whose name begins with an A. So rise up in the name of Jesus and lead yourself. Don't be sitting there expecting that, oh, something is going to come from somewhere. Yes. Believe that you have to rise up and work hard. Phlegmatic guys. Just sit down. It's like you are there. Your wife is a lioness. This is, you are going to marry someone who is going to work hard and provide. Tell the nearest brother, look, we are tired of kept men who just sit down for girls to work hard and then we have to look after you. We are tired of kept men. Are you a kept man? Phlegmatic, lazy. Oh, we are going to approach Germany for a loan for this. We are going to see France for this. We're trying to Turkey to come and do this part. We are asking Saudi Arabia to do this part. We are asking Kuwait to do. Do you know any country like that? So when you have a man like that who will not rise up and do what you have to do. But sisters, some of the brothers, that's how they are. So you have to take them like that if you are going to, if you are going to marry them. Sometimes that's how it comes. You have to humble yourself and just flow with it. And know that, Chale, this is, if I want a man, I'm going to get this type of man. A kept man may be better than no man. Maybe. Tell somebody, lift your hand, I'm becoming a great leader. How many can feel the captain's anointing is coming over your life? Yes. You build. You develop. You understand things. You understand complex things. You move forward. You take decisions. Yes. Have you seen a child taking decisions before? Number 6, a child cannot concentrate. Just now you see that he's running. Yes. He's running. That's why people didn't want the children to come into the church. They feel that they can't concentrate on anything. So you see that today you are going here, you are coming here, we are flying to this delegation. You see an aeroplane full of government officials. I don't mention any particular country, just any country you can choose. Full, from first class to the end of business class, full. We are going to discuss one thing and come. Up and down, up and down, up and down. But the road from Pandai to Yendi, it is there like that. Waiting for Big Mommy to come and bring it. It's marvelous. Huh? So rise up. You know, recently I was asking some people who are working. Their salary is about 500 cedis or whatever. Everybody's, they are all building houses. Yes. So nobody will give us anything. We are going to build. Such a building. They are all building something. Yes. Most people near me in my life, they are building. Yes. Don't be looking. Bishop is going to give us... No. No. China is going to... No, China is... No, nothing. You are going to do something. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Nobody is going to give us our members. We are going to have 25,000 people in this church. Nobody is going to dash the members to us. Oh. We have to rise up and understand complex things like church growth. And we have to grow up and become... Everybody here is the leader, is a leader of this church. 25,000, we have to build a bigger place. Break down, build bigger things. And fight to have 2,000, 3,000 choristers on Sunday morning. Yes, 3,000. It's very complicated. But we are going to do it. We are doing it. We've done it. In Jesus' name. Concentration. Say concentration.
I'm prophesying to a sister. Don't shout. There is a time where you have to concentrate on getting married and not school. Focus and marry and stop fooling. So you are going to do this, you are going to do masters, you are going to do whatever it is. You may never marry. Up and up and up and up before I realize we are praying for you. You're going to do masters. This. I said, that's what I told you. Don't shout. Just receive what I'm saying. Yes. Yes, there's a time to concentrate that the next important thing is to marry. I just want to marry. That's all. If you fool with it, you will not marry. Oh, I know. I don't need to marry now. It's not what's on my mind. I'm going to do my master's after that. I'm going to do my MBA after that. I'm going to do this. You are not a man. And when you are focused on that, then you see that you take decisions with that in mind. It's not only brothers who have to concentrate on getting a beloved. Sometimes a sister, you have to concentrate in a way. Shakabaya! Receive it in Jesus' name! You position yourself. Concentrate. For children, you see that they are running here like this. The next moment, have you not seen people traveling up and down today? Delegation here, delegation here, delegation here, delegation here, delegation here, delegation here. Committees, meetings, seminars. Are you there? So focus. Sisters, focus on it. Come to church, be in the church properly. I said, concentrate on what you need to do now. How many have I given you, please? 8. Number 9. Quickly, we are ending. Leadership of a child is characterized by fighting for position. I'm sitting by the door. I'm sitting. Huh? This is my chair. I'm sitting here. I'm doing here. Wow. All right. Fighting for position. And fighting for sweets is the last one. You need sweets to make you work. I'll give you toffee. Eat your food. I'll give you toffee. Now, you are going to understand complex things. Now, that's why you have to be good sheep. Sometimes you can't even lead, but your shepherd will lead you. And your shepherd will say, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. And when you are humble, you just go like that. And you flow. So remember, you are becoming anointed with the captain's anointing. And these 10, I gave you 10 characteristics. Number 1, they are all signs of the captain's anointing. Number 1 is what? Put it on the screen. What? Disorganization. Disorganization. From today, you are going to be organized. Yeah. Number 2. So from today, you are going to have understanding. Amen. When I say concentrate on marrying, understand it all. You see, there are churches you'll be for years. No one will ever suggest or say that you should marry. Yes. They may laugh at us and say, hey, lighthouse, whatever, first love. They say, beloved, beloved. We like it all. If we don't do it, you'll be surprised. We know what we want. Tell your neighbor, look, we know what we want. We know what we want. Focus on it. Go for it. God is giving it to you. Receive it. More weddings. Hundreds of weddings in the name of Jesus. Shabalaba with honeymoons on islands by beaches. In Jesus' name, I see you abroad in shopping centers, shopping malls, doing things. God is blessing you. Number 4. Or number 3.
They don't understand complexity. How many from today are going to try to understand the news? Especially if the finance minister speaks, try to understand without sleeping. Try to listen to the word salad. Me, I listened to it for 50 years. And I couldn't understand it. That's why when I see that, I say, no. I don't understand it. What I understand is money is on the left. Oil is on the right. Exchange. That's all. Anything other than that is going towards. I don't want to use the English word. Number four. Celebrations and happiness. Characteristic of what? Children. Funerals. Parties. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But know what you are doing well. It's characterize your life. Then it's not worth it. Yeah. Show me your honeymoon after your nice wedding. Yeah, let me see your pictures. Then I know that, yeah, it's a correct marriage. Sometimes your honeymoon may be the only happy time of your marriage. Yes. There are people, it's only the honeymoon that was nice, the whole marriage. At least you look back to the honeymoon and say that the honeymoon was nice. 20 years of sadness, at least the honeymoon wasn't bad. Mercy. Number five, leadership of a child does not build. How many are going to start building? I see you building. And as we expand the church, as we build more things, always know that when a church is building, it means the members are also building houses. Because when you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. Amen. Number six. Acquiring what? Toys. Do you need toys? No. Number seven. How many are going to find solutions? Wow. Those of you who are having beloveds and you are having real problems. What do you need? Solutions. And what are some of the solutions? Break up of my. That's why there's a whole song dedicated to break up of my relationship. Concentrate on breaking up and break up. Yes. Somebody is sitting by somebody you must break up. Tell the person, look, after this service, that's it. I said somebody is sitting by somebody. Tell the person, you know yourself, after this service is over. Number eight. Number eight, concentration. Children cannot concentrate, but you are going to concentrate. Number nine, fighting for. Are you going to fight for who is this? Who is this? So even in our church, we don't even emphasize on titles. If somebody's apostle, I hear if you are bishop, or they just say BJ or AA, Apostle Ajeman, AA. We don't use the title. It's not what we don't struggle over it. Yeah, AA, AF. Tell somebody we are not struggling with titles here. Number 10, fighting for what? Sweets, incentives to make you work. Look, when you are children, I have to promise you prosperity so that you go and win a soul. If you win souls, God himself is going to make you rich. Your business will prosper. Everything's going to be very nice. It will see something great in your life. Just to get you to win a soul. If you win a soul, one of the souls may be your future beloved. We have to give you incentives for every hard work that you do for God. Sweets for every job that we say, do this. You must become a singer. Perhaps you will see that one day you'll be singing on the stage. Then somebody will see you in the congregation and say, this is mine. Before you join the choir, when we are saying we are building 2,000, 3,000 member choir, instead of just joining, you need something to be shown to you at you, what you benefit, what will be sweet for you before you join it. We have to tell you a testimony. There was a sister, she couldn't have a child. In fact, by the grace of God, when she joined the choir, things started to change. And then 3 months later, she became pregnant. Glory be to God. Hey. Lead yourself. We are having Swollen Sunday, tidal waves. All these things are coming on. Whatever it is, you don't need to be promised something before you work for God. Much of God, where God sees your heart straight. Instead of this thing you are doing, you are just doing it for this and this. So I'm going to get a beloved and I go witnessing. There was a sister, she went witnessing, not knowing that the day that she was going witnessing, the first brother that she spoke to, indeed, that was the man of her life. Today, by the grace of God, they are actually engaged. Can you believe it? God himself is moving. Wow. Sweets, we have to give you something to make you give. I know a brother. He never used to pay tithes, but God himself spoke to him. When God spoke to him, he said, today, I've seen a revelation. The windows of heaven themselves are opening, sliding windows. Sliding windows. When he paid his tithes, 3 days later, a man called him from the Ministry of Finance and told him, sir, you are needed at Ministry of Finance. Come and sign your contract now. And he got a contract for 7.5 kilometer road, asphalt. Today is a millionaire. He's gone to London 3 times since last week. Wow. Yeah. No. You don't need it. You don't need any incentive. When they say, turn around and say hello to the brother next to you. So, last week, there were 3 people who said hello to the brother next to them, and that was it. That was it. You need to be motivated to smile and make friends with the person sitting by you with a testimony like that before you wake out of your slumber and your disinterest and your passivity to rise up and just even say hello to somebody sitting by you. Oh, really? Really? You sit in church doing nothing. All that you do in the church is come to use the church's toilet. Because there's no WC in your house. You have time Sunday. Sunday is my day. Tell your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
I don't need any incentives from you. Yes. Let the Holy Spirit move you. Yes. Whether there is money, there is no money, there is any benefit, there is no benefit. I'm here because I love my God. I love my Jesus. Stand to your feet. Tell somebody, I feel the captain's anointing. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for guiding us by your mighty holy word. You have blessed us mightily. We receive the leader's captain's anointing. And we are walking forward. Whether there are incentives or not, it is you that we love. We will serve you all the days of our lives. Help us, Lord, to lead ourselves straight into your arms, into the good things you have destined for us. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. Raise your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want to give your heart to God today. You want to change. You want to be born again. Lift your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your right hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me from where you are standing with your hand up like that. Just walk to me here, right now, very quickly.
Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus and let him have his way. Oh, come on to Jesus. Give him your life.
Lift your hands, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart and my life and my soul and my everything to Jesus Christ. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now say after me, Satan,
Satan,
in the name of Jesus, I bind you. From today, I will not follow you again. Lift your two hands like this. Say, Jesus, I belong to you. I will follow you for the rest of my life. Help me to serve you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. I'm giving you one of my books here, this book. This is my gift to you. This is my gift to you. This is my gift to you. It's called How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. Amen. Amen. When we close, we are closing just now. Take this book and come to this corner here. When they see you holding the book, they will give you a place over there to sit down and wait for one of our pastors. In 2 minutes, we are going to pray with you and your life will never be the same. Amen? Amen? Amen. God bless you. You can go back to your seats. You may be seated. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Whoa. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God.
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Lift your bread. Father, we thank you as we present this bread before you. We declare this to be the body of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Lift your hands with your bread. If you don't have the bread, just lift your hand. Let power come into every life as we receive the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ.
Now take the wine. Lord, let this wine, as we pray over it, be converted into the blood of Jesus. Whatever the blood represents, our atonement, forgiveness, mercies, healing, transplantation of the blood of Jesus into our blood, we receive it. The blood of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hands for your blessing. Anything in your life that is swinging up and down, up and down, is stabilized today.
Amen.
Receive stabilization.
I receive it.
Receive stabilization.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive stabilization of your finances. Say amen.
Amen.
Say I receive it.
I receive it.
Stabilization of your relationship.
Amen.
Say I receive it.
I receive it.
Stabilization of your work and your business. Say I receive it.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any dragon biting you, the mouth, I sew it with needle and thread right now in the name of Jesus. Any snake biting you, I neutralize the venom right now in the name of Jesus. Any insect disturbing your life, I kill that insect in the name of Jesus. Every torment and pain and struggle of your life ends today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Put your right foot on the ground, put your left foot on the ground. Receive stability and establishment. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive stability and establishment.
Amen.
Say I receive it.
I receive it.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
For the third time, receive stability and establishment. Shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Let your face shine upon your children.
Yes, Lord.
Let them go out to be victorious.
Amen.
Let no one die this week.
Amen.
Let no one be hurt this week.
Amen.
Let no one lose his job this week.
Amen.
Let there only be good things and good news.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your blessing is over everyone here.
Yes,
I rebuke devils, armed robbers, wickedness, car accident, and all forms of bad tidings and evil news.
Amen.
I cut it away from your life and I say, it is impossible.
Amen.
In the name of he who died on the cross, lay in the grave after 3 days and rose up. Receive beloveds, receive relationships,
receive
marriages, receive good news, receive good news of weddings, good news of relationships, surprise packets and pleasant surprises for the whole week. Shout, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for what you have done. You've given it to us and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.